Celebrity chef, MasterChef judge Josh Emmett has cooked all over the world with some of the biggest names in food, including the likes of Gordon Ramsay. And he's also set up some of New Zealand's best-known restaurants, including Rata in Queenstown, Madam Wu, Hawker and Roll. Why can't I think of the one on down by the water? Ostro.
Yeah.
And last week he opened up a brand new Auckland restaurant called Onslow, and he joins us now. Hi there, Josh.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Congratulations. I'm great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, actually. We opened Onslow a week ago yesterday, and it's been a hell of a ride as usual. It's a project for Helen and my wife. So,
Because you've been at the Oyster Inn on Waiheke Island as well, right?
Yeah, so Helen and I purchased the Oyster Inn in February, actually, sort of 4 weeks prior to lockdown. So, you know, I've had a bit of restructure. I'm still an owner and shareholder in Rata and Madam Wu and Hawker and Roll, but I'm less operationally involved. We purchased the Oyster Inn. Onslow's been a project we've been working on for probably 18 months, and obviously it's been a hell of a year.
Yeah.
So we finally managed to open last week, which has been absolutely brilliant. We've had great support.
I'm shocked how many new restaurant openings there are at the moment, given the year we've had, but I suppose all these things are set in motion 1 or 2 years earlier.
Totally, and I think that's the thing that everyone's been delayed, so we all end up going at the same time. So there is a bit of a flurry right now, but I think there's a, you know, Auckland's got an incredible food scene, and there's so much going on right now. Even in amongst all the the issues of 2020, it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, lovely time to be going out. Tell us about the new restaurant then.
So Onslow, very classic, timeless. It's probably very me, probably a bit more going back to my roots and the style of food I used to cook and love in the UK. We do a salmon trolley, which is, carved at the table. I've got an amazing chocolate souffle, some really beautiful classics that I absolutely love. A really beautiful site up on Princes Street, which is gorgeous as well.
Where is Princes Street? Remind me. Do you know
it's near the university?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Top of Shortland Street, right next door to the Northern Club.
Yeah, the old gentleman's club with vines and ivy all over it. Yeah.
And so, what about your building? What exactly? What's its history?
So it's got an incredible history, actually. It was originally the Grand Hotel and was built in the late 1880s. And was, you know, the finest hotel in Auckland at the time. It was built to receive the Earl and Countess of Onslow, who came down, and they stayed a few years in New Zealand, living in Wellington, and then went back to the UK. It turned into in the 60s, it was the Fonterra building. It's been KPMG. At the moment, it's just been, last 5 years turned into 90, extremely upmarket apartments with us in the ground floor.
Oh, cool. So good luck with it. We know it will do well because you've got the magic touch and you've offered to supply a recipe for our listeners today.
I certainly have.
What are you going with?
Well, I've gone with a prawn okonomiyaki, which is, a complicated name, but it's essentially a prawn pancake. It's a Japanese style pancake, which I'm sure so many people have eaten this. They chase them out and they find them in various restaurants and that sort of thing. But it's a brilliant dish for using up those vegetables that are sitting in your fridge that need to be turned into something delicious.
Sounds good, eh, Charlotte? You had one of these before?
Yes. They're street food, or they can be quite casual, can't they, sometimes? But yours looks delicious. This recipe I'm definitely going to try, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're totally street foody, or they can be a little bit more shishy as well. Mm. We did a version over lockdown. Helen and I did a lot of cooking on Instagram during lockdown, and it's one of the ones we featured on Instagram, which was, really well received. And it's so simple. I mean, it's flour, corn flour, eggs, sparkling water, a bit of garlic, a bit of ginger, a bit of chili, and then generally you use sort of
onion, cabbage, carrot, you know, and some, and you can put either raw chicken or you can put some prawns in there if you've got prawns in the freezer. And then fry it like an omelette, really.
Yum.
Yeah, it's so yummy.
Can you talk us through the fry? Well, first of all, what's the sparkling water for? What does that do for it?
Well, I think it helps crispen it up and helps lighten it up and makes it, I think sparkling water aids in getting it a little bit crispy. So when you fry it really nice and gently, you get this beautiful golden crispy sort of outside and then flip it over and do the same on the other side. That's really nice and moist in the centre. Our two boys, which we've made them for, just, you know, of course, they'd finished before it even ate ours and we're asking for more.
Mm.
So they're sort of something that you cook, we generally use two pans, so we'll cook two at a time, and then when they come out, you'll put another two in, and it's a leisurely dinner or a lunch.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Josh. And by the way, just plain flour, is it?
Yeah, plain flour, and then a cup of plain flour, and then quarter of a cup of corn flour. But you can use, it's pretty flexible. You could use all flour if you haven't got corn flour.
Great. Thanks for the recipe. Good luck, and nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, Jesse. Take care.
Josh Emmett with his recipe for prawn okonomiyaki, and that's on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. There's also a link to his new restaurant.
So you haven't reviewed it yet?
Eh?
You haven't reviewed his new restaurant yet?
No.
Oh.
So many other new places to go at the
there
moment.
Are.
There's so many.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't like to go in the first week.
Good call. That's very generous and nice to the
bit
restaurant.
Unfair, yes. Bit unfair. They've got enough problems.